So welcome to Find Your Five, a daily prayer thought and devotional by Linda Pierce from Phil's House Christian Center, Kansas. When you know, you know. Philippians 3:10. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. John 17:3. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Jeremiah 31:33-34. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Whatever is happening in the whole world around you, whenever you think things are going south, and wherever you gain your sources of info, it does seem that our battle with the evil one is not going well. But take heart, good faithfuls. Our God is still on his throne, and he's got this. When you know, you know. Dear Perfect Father, although we are basically in the dark about the happenings to restore America, we are not dismayed or fearful. We trust you. Help us in our uneasiness, our wonderings, and our discomfort. Help us keep the faith, stay the course, and be unbending in our belief that you, our God, have not lifted your protective hand off of America. You are still on the throne, and you never fail. We don't care what the world says, what the living, lying media reports, and what the public arena spouts out. Our hope is knowing you. Thank you that your plans are for our good, and thank you that all of the things we see are in your hands. You are magnificent, terrific, and higher than any other. Take down those who are coming against our freedoms, our religious liberties, and are assaulting our whole belief systems. Unmask the ungodly, satanic agenda with the scary, dangerous vaccines. Expose the treachery. Protect the innocents and the children in our country. Bring your holy, heavenly armies against every horrid purpose that has been launched by the Satan against America, good people, and our elected officials, especially our truly elected president. Cause a circus that is happening to our nation to be taken down to the pit. We know that all things work for good for us who love you. We know your plans for your people are worthy. And we know that many will come to you because of this conflict. Bring millions to the cross and help us be repentant because of your great sacrifice. We ask a spiritual revival to fall on those believers who have given up, become discouraged, and found themselves in complacency. Bring the wicked leaders and sin-filled armies into your complete submission and meter out your correct judgment. Let the Holy Spirit intervene in our behalf. Good, good Father, we want to know you and your will and your goodness for us. In your unmatched honor and glory, we pray this day, using the name above every name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory and mercy and fairness are you forever and ever and evermore. Amen. When you know, you know. God's got this. This is Linda Pierce with Phil's House Christian Center, Kansas. Have a blessed day.